Hayom chamisha v'esrim yom shehem shlosha shavuos v'arba'o yomim ba'omer. Today is 25 days in the Omer. Today we are reflecting on Netzach shebenetzach, eternity within eternity, victory within victory, consistency within consistency. This is the apex, as it were, of being extreme in this attribute. In reflecting bein adam lamakom, between man and God, we should reflect on the principles of faith, as we know that faith is rooted in Netzach, which contain good advice on how to vanquish the Yetzirah. For example, reflect on the fact that Hashem has hashkacha pratis over everything that happens in this world. You got to realize that everything that happens to you, Hashem is involved in every single thing that's going on, for bad or for worse. He's watching everything. And therefore, number two, He rewards the righteous and punishes the wicked. Understand that what you're doing makes a difference. And if you do the right thing, He will reward you. And if you do the wrong thing, He'll punish you. And when you have to deal with the Yetzirah, that faith keeps the Netzach, keeps the eternal fight going against that Yetzirah. Number two, reflect on the prophecies that talk about what will happen at the end of days. At the end of days, all you're going to have is what you've made of yourself. So you have to inspect your actions and ensure that you reach your goals and they remain with you eternally until the end of days. Make sure that your learning stays with you forever. Make sure that your mitzvahs that you're doing today, you're going to want to continue to do them forever. And that way you will bring it with you into the end of days that the prophets talk about, where only those that are have all that with them will benefit from it. Number three, take to heart that even if you have merited to consistently defeat your Yetzirah, you still need additional victories. After you win, you're in the greatest danger, even after all your victories, as you can easily fall from your strong position. You still have to defeat your Yetzirah. That's Netzach Shebenetzach. Even after your victories, you have to be careful. Do not fall into the area of arrogance. And you have to fight against the arrogance. You have to exhibit humility. And in these ways, you have Netzach compounding upon the Netzach. In Bein Adam LaChaver, between our relationship with other people, make efforts to teach others these fundamentals of faith so that they can strengthen their Netzach. And especially the people who are dying, who will soon be entering this eternal world. This will arouse them to defeat their Yetzirah in their closing moments. Sometimes Yetzirah will catch you to regret everything in the past. So you've got to help them, even at the end, to people who are dying, to have this Netzach. You also need to be faithful in weights and measures when engaged in business affairs. And how will that happen? Being honest in business, because this comes from your strong faith that Hashem is supervising everything. He decides how much money you're going to make, regardless if you're honest or not. So you would definitely manifest that you're not going to cheat anybody in any way of business. The most obvious one is in weights or measures. Also, when you are victorious over someone else, when it's in a permitted way, make sure you see to it that your victory arouses in the vanquished person to recognize his mistake and return to choose an eternal life of Torah. So, in other words, you're convincing someone that they're doing wrong. You've given them tochacha, and now you want to see to it that they will change and they will now have eternal life because of that. And you'll achieve this by sourcing your victory in the words of the prophets, especially those of Moshe Rabbeinu. Show them from the Torah how true this is. When you are doing all these activities, you should use your right leg in all your victories, whether they are in overcoming the enemy at the moment or maintaining your consistency. And you should be defeating your Yetzirah and maintaining your consistency in the daytime, especially on a Wednesday. You should also concentrate on the blessing of Borech Aleinu in the Amidah, which we say, Hashem, you bless us with Parnassah. And have in mind all the times that we acted small-mindedly when engaged in business, where we cheated and acted dishonestly and behaved with a lack of faith in Hashem, that He could not provide us with the Parnassah. So Borech Aleinu, come back and say, no, Hashem, you're the one who could do this. This is the Netzach Shebenetzach. And also concentrate when saying the name Hashem Tzevakos, Hashem's holy name with Tzvakos, when reading verses from the prophets or verses regarding Moshe, who is the greatest of all the prophets. The quality to acquire Torah is Hasameach Bechalko. Be content with your lot in life. There's nothing more detrimental to a person's mental alertness, his memory, and his power of concentration than depression and anxiety. A person who's satisfied with his lot, however, is able to devote himself to Torah study with a free and open mind. And that's why you're not happy with your portion. If you really don't believe that Hashem is in charge of your life, that's the netzach you have to have. Every day, Hashem is giving you the best that you can have, and every day you're happy with that, and every day you can overcome your Yetzirah and concentrate on your Torah. As well, a person should be satisfied with learning a little at a time, and they should review your studies until you know them perfectly. Be happy with what you have. Don't say, well, I need to learn more. What's going to happen if I don't learn more? Hashem has decided just how much parnassah you have, also how much Torah you will learn. And you'll make the effort, and you will succeed in these efforts, especially when this is on an Erev Shabbos, and we're coming into a Shabbos in this particular year. Netzach, Shabbat Netzach is extremely important in strengthening our Amunah. Shabbos is a day of Amunah to reflect, even though we may not say Barech Aleinu, but we to reflect in our Tfilos that Hashem is the source of everything. That's what Shabbos is. That's why we don't work on Shabbos, because we know our Parnassah comes from Hashem. And we stop working on Shabbos for that. And that alone is a statement of our Amunah in Hashem. And that should give us the strength to continue to defeat the Yetzer Hara and to continue to maintain the wonderful things that we are doing. Everyone should have an amazing, successfully Netzach Shebe Netzach.